Jai Baba, chapter 58. Baba had various ways of initiating the true seekers. He would give some people guidance, while for others he would appear in their dreams and reveal certain truths. At times he would be serious and sometimes initiate people in a humorous manner. Normally, what he would do is first satisfy the needs of those whom he wanted to initiate on the path of serious spirituality. Very often, Baba would bring the seeker on the path through the reading of spiritual scriptures. Many of Baba's devotees would present him with various spiritual books. Some of them would do so out of sheer love. Some would do so hoping that Baba would bless the books and return them back, so that they could begin reading and studying the scriptures. Baba, of course, did as he wanted. He was very mercurial by nature, and one never knew how Baba would react to any given situation. Books like Dash Avatar, Pancha Ratni Gita, Sant Leela Amrut, and many other more were presented to Baba. He would go through a few pages of the book, be absorbed in a book for a while, and then more often than not, he would hand the book to Shama. "Shama, keep all the books which I give to you safe at home." So the usual process was that the devotee would hand the book to Baba in the hope that Baba would bless the book and return the book back to the devotee. Baba would randomly flip through the book and then hand the book back to the devotee as prasad. Very often, Baba would not hand the book back to the devotee but give it to Shama instead. "Deva, people have come with such eager anticipation that you shall bless the book and then give it back to them. See how eagerly they have stretched out their hands for the book." Baba would mutter something under his breath. "Do as I have told you. Keep the book safe and sound at your home for the time being." Once Kaka Mahajani, who was an avid reader of spiritual scriptures and books, had carried the Bhagavat with him on his pilgrimage to Baba. Shama had gone to meet Kaka, seen the Bhagavat, and wanted to borrow it for a while. Kaka readily agreed and gave the scripture to Shama. He carried the book with him to the mosque and met Baba. "Which book are you holding, Shamya?" "It is the Bhagavat, and Deva, for God's sake, this book belongs to Kaka. He has only lent the book to me. Don't hand it over to me, telling me to keep it at my place." Baba flipped through a few pages, read a few paragraphs, and then returned the book back to Shama. "I remember blessing Eknath's Bhagavat for Kaka. This is the same book. Now, since I have handed this book to you, I feel that you should keep this book with you at home." Shama sighed. He could not disobey Baba. He scratched his head. What on earth was he going to tell Kaka now? Why did Baba always put him in such awkward situations? "Does he enjoy seeing my predicament?" he wondered. "Keep the book with you, Shamya. It shall benefit you greatly." Kaka was a reasonable man and did not create a ruckus about the book. On his next visit, he brought a new copy of the Bhagavat with him, which was blessed by Baba and returned to him as prasad. "Kaka, read the book with a lot of attention. It shall come to be of great use to you. This book will truly assist you and serve you well. Do not share this book or lend it to anybody." One day, a man from Aurangabad visited Baba. "Baba, why is it that whenever I read a scripture, be it of Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva, or Lord Hanuman, I see only you as each one of them?" Baba said, "When you are absorbed in your guru, you shall see your guru in all goddesses, gods, and gurus. After that, you shall start seeing your guru in all human beings. Then you shall start seeing your guru in all living beings. Eventually you shall start seeing your guru in yourself. At last there shall be no difference between you and your guru. That is how it is supposed to be. Baba blessed and encouraged many devotees to read scriptures. He would always advise those who had the aptitude to keep perusing holy books, as he felt that by doing so it brought about immense benefit to the reader. He would say, read it slowly and then digest it well. Read it again and again. Once Jog received a parcel which contained the book Gita Rahasya. This is a profound commentary of the Bhagavad Gita written by the great Lokmanya Tilak. Jog was an avid reader. He put the book in his coat and decided to take Baba's darshan. He prostrated at the feet of Baba and the book slipped out of his coat pocket. What is that book? Bapu Sahib, hand it to me. Shama groaned inwardly. Jog was very possessive about his books. The last thing Shama wanted was for Baba to bless the book and hand it to him instead of Jog. Baba flipped through the pages of the book, read a stanza or two, and then to Shama's relief, Baba looked at Jog. Baba removed a 1 rupee coin, put it on the book and handed it back to Jog as prasad. Bapu Sahib, read this book carefully. From the beginning till the end, it will benefit you greatly. In the next chapter, we shall see how Baba got Shama into trouble by handing him a book that belonged to a very hot-tempered gentleman. Peace be to all. Baba, may Baba's name be enough for us. What do we have to do with spiritual scriptures when we have Baba's name throbbing within us? Jai Sai.